Another congressman receiving threats is Bart Stupak. He's the Michigan Democrat who voted for the health care bill only after President Obama promised to restrict federal funds from being used for abortions. In Stupak's hometown of Menominee, Michigan, NPR's David Shaper reports that whether or not voters agree with Stupak's vote, they say the threats go too far.
The calls, faxes, and emails keep coming nonstop, even into Congressman Stupak's district offices here in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Callers shout baby killer and profanity-laced tirades. One calls Stupak a cowardly punk, and others predict he will rot in hell for supporting the health care bill. And the faxes aren't any better. One shows a picture of a noose. Below it, the words, "All baby killers come to unseemly ends either by the hand of man or the hand of God." Such threats aren't sitting well with the Michigan congressman's friends and constituents.
Bart Stupak, I back Bart Stupak 100%.
Jim Skoritsky is a wine and spirits manager for a local distributor here in Menominee and knows the congressman well.
I think it's a shame what's happened for a very good politician, one that means well for the country and for his state, that he should be subject to this, no matter what he votes on.
Nancy Douglas is another longtime friend of Stupak sitting here at Murray's, an Irish pub that overlooks a waterfront park and the still icy waters of Lake Michigan's Green Bay. Douglas says Stupak's wife, Lori, a former mayor here in Menominee, won't even answer the home phone anymore.
You know, I'm not surprised. This is really a volatile issue, but I do think it's coming from outsiders. I don't think it's coming from back here.
Many voters in Stupak's district say they support his vote for the health care bill despite significant opposition to abortion rights here. But there are many, too, who are upset with his vote. Among them is Jerry Tuma of Menominee. She worries about the cost of the legislation on the middle class. And Tuma says she doesn't think Stupak got a strong enough guarantee on abortion.
You know, I am disappointed in that one.
Could it change how you vote?
No. No, because Bart Stupak has did a lot for this area, and that would not change my vote for him at all.
In fact, many here in Stupak's district say they still support him because he's one of them, a Uper, from this unique slice of the rugged North Woods known as the Upper Peninsula, or the UP. But some say for the first time in a long time, they will consider voting for someone else in November. David Shaper, NPR News in Menominee, Michigan.